Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
More than 500 arts advocates took to Capitol Hill on April 13th for the 23rd Arts Advocacy Day. The event focuses on the importance of developing strong public policies and increasing public funding for the arts. Advocates gathered to learn about the issues and how to advocate effectively for them on Capitol Hill. Jack Walsh, co-director of the National Alliance for Media, Art, and Culture, or NAMAC, was among the participants.
On NAMAC's behalf, I went to 5 meetings with regional leader staff to talk about the importance of not only funding the NEA and the NEH and asking for more funds for those agencies because they had been defunded during the cultural wars in the 90s, but also talking about such important issues as artist visas to come into the country, the need for arts education to be funded higher levels, and of course, importantly in terms of our concern, issues like net neutrality.
Walsh says that net neutrality, the fundamental principle that protects the free flow of information online, impacts NAMAC directly because media arts organizations need an open internet, not only to make media, but to advertise and distribute their work.
The artists that are supported by our organizations are working in media that takes up a lot of bandwidth. Oftentimes that media can be in contradiction to or opposition to commercial media. So I think that these organizations, especially the larger organizations, are really looking at wanting to have access to their audiences through the internet because they're understanding more and more that it's going to be of importance as they move forward.
Much of the work of arts organizations will be showcased on the web, and they need to be on a level playing field in order to thrive.
It could be something as simple as you want to take clips of work that are shown in your performance space and put them out over the internet. And if you don't have the same bandwidth speeds to do that with, it means that your work will become much more sluggish, which means, as we all know, in the world of the internet, that things that are troubling and problematic in terms of how we receive them tend to be the sites that people go to less. So these arts that are primarily in the nonprofit sector will become marginalized as a result of that if they don't have the same access to the internet.
For more information on NAMAC, go to namac.org.
A new report released by Grantmakers in Film and Electronic Media shows that commercial media investment beats philanthropy by a factor of as much as 400 to 1. Grantmakers in Film and Electronic Media is an association of funders committed to advancing the field of media arts and public interest media funding. Executive Director Alice Myatt says that the disparity between commercial and nonprofit media was well known, but the degree of that disparity was not.
We wanted to try to figure out how many philanthropic dollars were going towards the support of media. It was important, we felt, given that media determines virtually everything we think and do and act upon. It's pervasive. The entire world is driven by what comes through the media.
Myatt says it's difficult to quantify how much money goes to media projects.
The field has really been rooted in anonymity and autonomy, whether we're talking about big institutional funders or small private donors. So the question was, what are the impediments to figuring out how much? And knowing how much and where, then we can more effectively identify the gaps.
Collaboration among funders is the key to most of the report's recommendations, which include creating a comprehensive platform for information sharing on grantees and developing new networked media production and distribution systems. Part of GFAM's mission is to educate funders about various media platforms, like dramatic films, community radio, and internet crowdsourcing technology. Myatt travels the globe, bringing funders to meet media makers wherever they may be, so that philanthropists understand how different types of projects can be helpful to their mission.
We recently took a funder delegation to South by Southwest Interactive. If your issue is community development or education reform or disaster preparedness and relief, you need to come and see what applications are being developed, not only for the web, but also for mobile phones. Funders need to be smarter about all of these platforms that are available.
To read the report, Funding Media Strengthening Democracy, go to gfem.org.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.
Thank you.